Thank you for joining us again. There are times in our lives when we are reminded of the harsh reality that one day we will die. For some people, this thought may paralyze them and send them into a state of seclusion. They may stay at home in bed and worry about the future. It may also cause others to have an anxiety attack, which would lead to them struggling to take a breath for a few moments. Death is a fact of life just as much as birth, growth, and growing old. I myself have been considering the future time when I will be taking my last breath and leaving this world that I have called home for 70, 80, 90, or even 100 years. I know it's coming, but I don't know the time. I have desired and confessed to living past 100 years of age so that my wife and I can celebrate our 50th wedding anniversary, which won't happen until the year 2065, but Jesus will probably come back before then. However, if he doesn't, and the Lord wants to take me home to be with him before that time, who am I to say that he is wrong? Isaiah 57 verse 1 says, "Good people pass away. The godly often die before their time. But no one seems to care or wonder why. No one seems to understand that God is protecting them from the evil to come." If the Lord would want to take me home sooner in order to spare me from some evil, then I would trust his judgment and go on home to be with him. There is a hint of sadness, though, with the thought of leaving this world. Even if one confesses that they would not hesitate to leave if the Lord would call them home, the sadness of others whom we would leave behind would make our home going somewhat bittersweet for them. We cannot deny that it would hurt others. That's just normal, and there is no sin in grieving over a loved one who dies. But I hope that this sermon today would minister both to those who are struck with fear every time they think of death, and to those who have lost a loved one. First, let's look at why some people may fear death. Now, it could be that they fear the unknown, such as a non-existence after life. Also, they may feel like they would have no control over themselves anymore. They could have also experienced death at a young age, death of a loved one or a good friend. And they also may have experienced a sudden death, such as an accident that happened right before their eyes. They could also have experienced combat in war. And they might just fear eternal punishment. Probably, though, the most common reason for fearing death, out of all of these possibilities, would be fear of eternal punishment. Many people may believe in heaven, but they also may not know if they will go to heaven when they die. I've seen people have such a conviction that their favorite entertainer died and went to heaven because so many people loved him or her. Others believe that when a kind and gentle person dies, they will go to heaven, while a murderer, rapist, swindler, and the like will go to hell when they die. Let's use the former example. Good deeds and fame do not mean that one will go to heaven when they die. No one can earn their way to heaven. The Bible is very clear as to who will go to heaven. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." Jesus also said in John 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me." God has provided the way, through Christ Jesus, for us to go to heaven when we die. But it takes faith in the finished, redemptive work of Christ instead of our own deeds for this to happen. We, of our own selves, do not deserve heaven, but because of what Jesus has done, we are worthy to go to heaven, if we trust in him. There are those who say that they believe in God and therefore they know they will go to heaven when they die. The trouble with that is, even the devil believes in God. He believes in God more than we do. But the one thing that we have to do, that the devil will not do, is to do what God has said to do, and put our faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. What Jesus did, and not our actions, will give us the new birth in our spirit being. Good deeds can only go as far as the soul. Because we are a spirit being who has a soul and lives in a body, our spirit is our primary being. Our soul and body go along with our spirit, at least until our body is no longer fit to house our spirit and soul. A question some might have at this point is, why does our body stop living? It's because of what happened in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve bowed their will to serve Satan instead of serving God Almighty like they had been doing. This world then became under the authority of Satan, and since Adam's body was created from the earth, then back to the earth it will go someday. God said this in Genesis 3 verse 19 in pronouncing punishment to Adam and Eve, "You were made from dust, and to dust you will return." In heaven, though, we will be given a new body. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 3 says, "We will put on heavenly bodies. We will not be spirits without bodies." Our heavenly body will not be in pain. We will no longer be hungry or thirsty, for the Lord Himself will be our nourishment. We will no longer be in want of anything, for there is an abundance of everything we need and everything good in heaven. Many personal accounts from those who have seen heaven and came back can attest to this fact. Let's now look at ways that we can overcome the fear of death. The first one we've already looked at. God has given us the way, through Christ, to go to heaven. It's through Jesus and Jesus only that we will go to heaven. Trusting in what He's done is the only way. Another way to overcome the fear of death is to realize what death really is. Death is not ceasing to exist. Our spirit and soul will last forever. But our location after death does make the difference. Those who trust in themselves and the work of their own hands to get them to heaven will find themselves in hell. The devil used to be called Lucifer. He had a place in heaven, but he chose to try to overthrow God. Therefore, he was thrown out of heaven and given a place called eternal fire, which, as Matthew 25 verse 41 says, was prepared for the devil and his angels. It wasn't originally created for us, but for Satan and all of his accomplices. By deceiving Adam and Eve, anyone who believes in their own way, as Lucifer did, will go to that place where death and decay will never stop. Eternal death is of the devil. Eternal life is of God. Everyone who trusts in Christ's finished work of redemption will go to a place called heaven, which, Jesus said in John chapter 14, is being prepared for us, if we will just believe in Him and God who sent Him. So death is not ceasing to exist. It's just going from our temporary place of residence to our eternal place of residence. It's simply falling asleep in one world and waking up in another. For those who have left this world and then came back, they said that as soon as you leave this world, you are in the other. There is no in-between. They may make a journey upward or downward, but the overall sensation is that they are already experiencing eternity, even before they get to where they are going. We will exist forever, in one place or another. And another way to overcome the fear of death is to embrace the love of God. 1 John 4:18 says that there is no fear in love, but God's perfect and complete love drives out all fear, because fear has torment. Matthew 25 verse 46 calls this torment the torment which exists in hell. A way of getting rid of the fear is to accept God's complete love. This, of course, is what compels us to give our heart to Christ when we hear of God's love and what Jesus had to do in order to redeem us from the eternal and devastating effects of sin. If you and I have any fear of death that tries to cripple our imagination, then all we have to do is to focus on God's love. There are many, many verses, especially in the New Testament, which talk about God's love for us. While some people may only focus on the warnings from God about disobeying Him, There are a lot of verses which tell us about the abundant love of God toward mankind. Even when Jesus was born onto this earth, the angels said in Luke 2 verse 14, "On earth, peace, goodwill toward man." Meditating on these verses which express God's love causes the chains of fear to be broken, and the devil has to release the fear from our heart and our mind. God's love can prevail over that fear if we just make God and His love our focus. He will set us free from fear and will keep us free if we keep our focus on Him. As one man said, "Like an eagle is made to soar the heights, we were made for God's love." One more way that I would like to suggest on how to overcome the fear of death is to read the beautiful accounts of those who have went to heaven and came back. One note, though, about this. Some stories may not fall in line with what God has said in His Word about heaven or eternity. In any case like that, it would be best to stick with what God has said in the Bible, no matter how sensational the story may sound. Having said that, I would like to recommend a book by John Burke. It's called Imagine Heaven. I've read this and have gleaned several comforting stories from its pages. Hearing what others have experienced in heaven just amplifies what God has said about the eternal home of those who trust in Him. Stories about heaven can tell us more about God's love and His passion to bring us home to live with Him for eternity. Knowing more about what we call death and what eternity with God holds for those who believe in Him can help us understand more about what happens when we leave our earthly body behind. Over the next 2 weeks, we will be playing excerpts from messages recorded 2 years ago when we first started Mission Love Ministries online. We pray that you will listen to the full messages on our Facebook page at Mission Love Ministries under the Messages from Ken tab. Right now, I'd like to pray for you. Father, I pray that if anyone is suffering because of the fear of death, that you will use this message and the messages from the next 2 weeks to minister to their heart and mind concerning what you have prepared for those who love and trust in you. May they put their trust in the fact that your love, O Lord, can drive out that fear, and that they no longer have to hurt because of it. Free them, I pray, from fear, and may they only have faith in what you have prepared for those who love you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.